this is Pete Fornatel. Originally published almost 150 years ago, Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol has been presented in countless versions in every language known to man. This classic tale has been presented on WNEW-FM now for 7 years, true to Dickens' masterwork in a radio adaptation first performed by Ronald Colman in 1939. The setting is a London street corner on Christmas Eve, 1843.
God rest ye merry gentlemen.
Get away! Get away, I tell you! I want none of your singing! Here now, get away before I take a stick to you! Get away, all of you!
It was I who said those words. May heaven help my soul. It was I who called them out in the fog in the middle of Christmas Eve, with fear in their hearts, where but a moment before had been love of fellow man and God. My name is Ebenezer Scrooge, and my story bears telling. It was the year of our Lord, 1843. It was cold, bleak, biting weather, and in my counting house where I sat busily working at my ledger, the fog came pouring in at every chink and keyhole. I remember noting with silent glee that it had been a good year, and I was a much richer man. The city clock had just struck three, but already it was quite dark, and I'd lit a candle to see by. My clerk had also lit a candle. The miserable wretch was warming his hands by it, wasting good time and money. I was just about to reprimand him when the door opened with a clatter.
Merry Christmas, Uncle! God save you!
Close that door! Do you want to freeze us out?
Sorry, Uncle. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, and what reason do you have to be merry? Heaven knows you're poor enough.
And what reason do you have to be sour? You're rich enough.
This is a place of business, nephew. I'll thank you to leave us alone.
Nah, don't be angry, Uncle.
What else can I be when I live in such a world of fools? Merry Christmas, humbug! What does it mean but a time for paying bills without money? For finding yourself a year older, but not an hour richer. If I had my way, every fool who goes about with Merry Christmas on their lips should be boiled in his own pudding and buried with a stake of holly through his heart. Now get out!
Uncle Ebenezer, if you'll only listen to what I'm trying to...
Keep Christmas in your own way and let me keep it in mine.
But that's just it. You don't keep it. I came to ask you to have dinner with us tomorrow.
Thank you, nephew. I'll starve first.
But why? We don't want anything from you. We ask nothing.
Really? Not even a gift for your charming wife, a bauble for your little child? Oh, come.
I'm sorry, you don't understand. I came here solely out of the Christmas spirit.
And when you go, please take it with you. Good day.
Good night, sir. Merry Christmas.
Humbug.
Mr. Scrooge, sir?
Well, Cratchit, why aren't you working at your desk?
Well, there's a gentleman to see you, sir, about a charity.
Charity? It's time for closing.
Well, that's what I told him, sir.
Good evening, sir. Scrooge and Marley, I believe. Have I the pleasure of addressing Mr. Scrooge or Mr. Marley?
Mr. Marley has been dead these 7 years. He died 7 years ago this very night.
On Christmas Eve? Oh, what a pity. But we have no doubt that his liberality was well represented by his surviving partner.
Mr. Marley's liberality was matched only by my own.
As you know, Mr. Scrooge, at this festive time of year, we try to make some slight provisions for the poor and destitute. Many are in want of common necessities of life, and many thousands are in want of common comforts, sir.
Oh, dear, dear. Are there no prisons?
Yes, sir. Plenty of prisons.
And the union workhouses, aren't they still in operation?
Yes, sir, they are.
Oh, from what you said, I was afraid they weren't. I'm very glad to hear it.
Well, sir, what should I put you down for?
For nothing.
You wish to be anonymous?
I wish to be left alone. I can't afford to make idle people merry. As a citizen, I support the workhouses. Those who are badly off must go there.
Many can't go there. Many would rather die.
Then they had better do it and decrease the surplus population. Now, good day.
Good evening, sir.
Mr. Scrooge, sir?
Well, what do you want?
Well, I was just wondering...
If you may leave for the night?
Yes, sir.
Well said. And I suppose you'll want all day tomorrow, too, Mr. Cratchit.
If it's quite convenient, sir.
It's not convenient and hardly reasonable. If I were to deduct half a crown for it, you'd think yourself rather ill-used, wouldn't you?
Well, sir, half a crown.
Yes, Mr. Cratchit. You see no reason why I should pay a day's wages for no work.
It's only once a year, sir.
Once a year. A poor excuse for picking a man's pocket every 25th of December. Well, I suppose you must have it. Lock all the windows before you leave, and mind you, be here all the earlier the next morning. I hold no
sense of pity, no twinge of remorse, for I had never known these weakening sentiments. Why, then, did my dark chamber seem even darker than before? Why did I start in fear as I crossed the gloomy threshold of my house? What was there waiting for me? I stood in the blackness, shaken by a chill, as though an icy hand had clasped its fingers around my heart. Slowly, I mounted the stairs. Once in my room, I knew I would be safe. Once locked behind my heavy door, this nameless fear that clutched at me would be gone. Quickly, I made myself ready for bed. Then, in the flickering light of my solitary candle, I saw it. It stood in the shadows, shining with a sickly bluish green. Its eyes were staring into mine, two dead eyes staring out of a dead face. Who are you? What do you want of me? Who are you?
Ask me rather who I was. In life, I was your partner, Jacob Marley.
Marley, I know you, but you're dead. Why have you come here?
It is required of every man that the spirit within him should walk abroad among his fellow man and travel far and wide. And if that spirit goes not forth in life, it is condemned to do so after death.
No, stand back.
His spirit is doomed to wander through the world, witnessing happiness it cannot share, but might have shared on earth.
You are fettered. You are in chains. Tell me why.
I wear the chains I forged in life. Of my own free will, I wear it. I need it, link by link, yard by yard. Is its pattern strange to you? Money boxes, keys and padlocks, heavy purses, locking steel.
Well, you were always a good man of business, Marley.
Business. Mankind is my business. Charity, mercy, forbearance were my business. But I turned my back on these and looked for wealth. Suffer for it now.
You are 7 years dead. You are beyond suffering.
Hear me. My time is nearly up. As I have suffered, so will you, for your soul is shriveled. Your life is mean as mine is. While life beats within you, you have one chance, one hope of escaping my fate. You will be haunted by three spirits. Look for the first one in the dark of the morning, when the clock strikes one. The second spirit, when the clock strikes two. The third will come when the bell tolls three. Look at me. But remember well. Remember.
How long I slept, I do not know. But I awoke with the trembling of the steeple clock still ringing in my ears as it struck the first hour of Christmas Day. There at my bedside, as old Marley had warned, was the first spirit who had come to haunt me. It was a strange figure, like a child, and yet his hair was white with age. It held a branch of fresh green holly in his hand, and strangest of all, from the crown of his head, there sprung a bright green light.
You must come with me, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Are you the spirit whose coming was foretold?
I am.
Who and what are you?
I am the ghost of Christmas past.
Long past?
No, your past.
Well, why have you come? What brings you here?
Your welfare and your reclamation. Walk with me.
Walk where?
Through your window. Out into the night. Out on the wings of the wind. Come with me, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Wait, what place is this?
Look, there below.
I see a school. A cold and drafty hall. I see a bare and melancholy room, which a boy sits reading. A solitary child, neglected by his friends, for they have all gone home for Christmas. He wants to cry, but he doesn't dare. Now he's lifting his head. I can see his face. It's
his name?
His name is Ebenezer Scrooge.
Here is another shadow of another Christmas. The boy's older, the innocence of childhood is no longer in his face. There's a restless motion in his eyes, and he wears the signs of care and greed.
Show me no more.
That girl beside him, they're to be married. Listen to what they say, Ebenezer Scrooge.
I know it means little to you now, so I give you your release.
Have I ever sought release?
Not in words, but in the things you worship. You love gold and power now.
That is the way of the world. There is nothing so hard as poverty.
She is gone. Out of the room, out of your life.
Show me no more.
One shadow more of her, still another Christmas. Happy in a home that might have been your home. Laughing with children that might have been your children.
No, no more. Haunt me no longer. Do you hear me? Haunt me no longer. Again, the steeple clock tolled out the hour of Christmas Day.
Wake up, man! Wake up! I am the ghost of Christmas present. Look upon me, man. Know me better.
Before me stood a spirit, a giant in size. He arrived smiling. On his head stood a crown of holly. It held a great lighted torch, filling the room with a rugged glow. I stared at him more in wonder than in fear. And then the second spirit laughed.
Ho, 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 ho. Have you never seen the likes of me before?
Never.
What? Have you never walked with my brothers before?
Have you many brothers, spirit?
Ho, 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 ho. More than 1,800. One for every Christmas since the first. Will you come with me, old man?
I've seen the Christmases of the past. They brought me no joy.
Oh, come along, man. Come along. I will show you the Christmases of today. There lies the world below you. Look, Ebenezer Scrooge, and tell me what you see.
I see a million fires burning in a million hearths. I see families joined together.
Making merry.
Over nothing. I see children with their bright new toys.
Laughing.
And invalids on their sick beds.
Smiling with new hope.
I see a place where miners live, who labor in the bowels of the earth.
Yes, and even they are happy.
Yes, yes, they appear so. And look, there out at sea, a ship tossed by the wind. And on that ship, two sailors join hands.
To wish each other their joy.
Yes, yes, all this I see.
And all this is the spirit of Christmas. Come with me now. There is a miserable room in a miserable house where lives a man you know well. There. Do you see him now?
Yes, it's my clerk, Bob Cratchit. But the others, I know them not.
Bob Cratchit has a wife and children, 5 children, and all these mouths are fed and bodies clothed on the 15 shillings which you so kindly give him each week.
A wife and children? I never knew.
You might have known. You never asked.
That child, the youngest of the 5, he has a crutch. Is he a cripple?
The crutch supports his body. His spirit stands alone.
Quiet, children. Your father is home. Chess, the table. Peter, fetch the goose. Martha, the stuffing. Oh, Bob, it's such a goose.
Tiny Tim could tell you that, couldn't you, Tim?
I smell it, Mother. I smell it coming down the stairs.
And how is our little boy in church today?
As good as gold, eh, Tim?
It was nice to be in church today, Mother.
Why, Tiny Tim?
Because I'm a cripple, and the people will remember that this is God's day. And if God made the cripples walk and the blind see...
Tiny Tim.
Well, isn't it, Mother?
Yes, dear.
Isn't it, Father?
Who else, my son?
And if God made the cripple to walk and the blind to see, he'll let me walk. Someday I'll throw my crutches away and I'll never have to use them again, won't I?
Why, he's getting stronger every day. Feel his arm, Mother.
A poor feast, a goose no larger than your hand might cover. But the Cratchits are not hard to please.
Oh,
there never was such a goose cooked. The tenderness, the flavor.
The stuffing.
And now, the pudding. A very small one for such a large family.
And a wonderful pudding. I regard it as the greatest achievement by Mrs. Cratchit since our marriage.
Oh, thank you,
dear. And now a toast. Merry Christmas to us all, my dears. God bless us.
God bless us, everyone.
The feast is over, and they all gather around the fireplace where Tiny Tim sings them one short tune, and then off to bed.
Tiny Tim, so pale, so thin. Spirit, will he live?
I see a vacant seat in the poor chimney corner, and a crutch without an owner. If these shadows remain unaltered by the future, the child will die.
No, no, say he will be spared. Tell me he'll be spared.
Do you worry? Why? If he is to die, why, then he'd better do it and decrease the surplus population.
Spirit, stop. Don't go. There must be others in the world, poor and in want.
Are there no prisons? Are there no workhouses?
Spirit, stay. Come back.
The spirit had gone. I was alone in the windswept street, my shoulders bowed in shame. Far off, I heard the hour strike and looked up. I beheld the third of the spirits. It was a phantom shrouded in a black robe. A hood concealed his face, and from the folds of the robe, a thin white hand reached out toward me, beckoning.
I am the ghost of Christmas yet to come. I will show you things that have not happened, but will happen in the time before us.
Ghost of the future, I fear you more than any specter I have seen.
Come. Look there. Do you know that street, Ebenezer Scrooge?
I do. My business is here. But that building is strange to me.
It will be built in the years to come. Do you know those men walking down the street?
I know them well. They're my friends.
Hear what they say.
Old Scratch got his own at last, eh?
When did he die?
Last night, I believe.
What was the matter with him? I thought he'd never die.
I wonder what he did with his money.
Left it to his business, probably. I know he didn't give it away.
Cold, isn't it?
What man is that who died? They did not say his name.
Come. Tell me what you see.
A room. A dark and gloomy chamber. On a bed lies a figure covered with a shroud. Someone is dead in this room.
Remove the shroud and look upon his face.
I'm afraid.
Remove the shroud.
It is my own face that I see. My own.
You are dead, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Why am I alone? Why is there no one here?
There are none to mourn you.
Not one voice lifted in prayer? Not one tear shed? Alone? In the dark? Forever?
Alone?
No. There must be someone. I have friends.
Those men we saw on the street, they were your friends. Come.
Where do you take me? A graveyard? Have I not seen enough of death?
You look in vain for mourners of your death. Now, see the face of one lost in grief. A figure kneeling in the fresh-turned earth.
Why, it's Bob Cratchit kneeling there. But why?
Why? Death has passed his humble house and left a wreath upon the doorstep.
The grave. It's such a small grave. Did Tiny Tim die?
Hear the father mourn for the son.
I wish you could see this place, Tiny Tim. There's grass here such as you've never seen before. And flowers, too. And birds. You'll love it here, Tiny Tim. There'll be no pain. And you can throw away your crutch forever. And you won't be alone either. For I'll come here every Sunday, as I promised. And as I walk home, I'll think to myself why he's here just as he always was. Tiny Tim. Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim. Born 1838. Departed this life age 7 years. Must this be? Must this father cry out his heart upon a gravestone? Tell me this must not be.
There was a man named Ebenezer Scrooge. He might have saved him.
He will. He will. Let me have one chance. It was promised me if I gave my life. I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it always. I will live in the past, present, and future. The Spirit of God shall strive in me. I swear it. Tell me I can sponge away the writing on that gravestone. Suddenly, I was back in my room. The light was streaming through the window. I had a feeling that Christmas Day had passed. With a cry, I sprang to my window. You there, boy, what day is this?
What day?
Yes, what day?
Why, it's Christmas Day.
Christmas Day? I haven't missed it. Hello there, my fine fellow.
Hello?
Do you know the poulter's shop at the corner?
I sure hope I do.
Ho, ho, intelligent boy. Is the prize turkey still in the window?
The turkey is big as me. It's hanging there now.
Delightful boy. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I want you to go and buy it.
Go on.
No, I'm in earnest. Here's the money. Tell them to send it to Bob Cratchit's house and whatever is left is for you. And hurry, boy, hurry. I've been invited to dinner at my nephew's.
I'm going.
And boy.
Yes, sir?
Merry Christmas, boy. Merry Christmas. Yes, and a Merry Christmas it was. I had the pleasure of dining at my nephew's house, a rare treat. And I was fortunate enough to meet the man who asked me for the contribution. And was he surprised when old Scrooge pressed the money on him? And Cratchit. Cratchit, I had the double pleasure of raising his salary to such a figure that his eyes bulged nearly from their sockets. A rare day. A rare treat all around. Yes, that was a Christmas for you. And I may tell you that Tiny Tim did not die. He's well and growing stronger day by day. A fine boy. And I shall see him again tonight at dinner, for it is Christmas once again. Yes, I keep Christmas now, for I have learned that no greater glory is given us than love of fellow man. For in that love is love of God. May we keep Christmas always and keep its fires burning in our hearts all year round. And as Tiny Tim observed, God bless us, everyone.
We hope you've enjoyed the 1985 version of WNEW-FM's A Christmas Carol. Scott Muni portrayed Scrooge. Tom Couch was Bob Cratchit. Dennis Elsis played the solicitor. Dave Herman was Marley. Carol Miller was Scrooge's girlfriend. Lisa Glassberg was Mrs. Cratchit. Dan Neer played the first spirit. Mark McEwen the second spirit. Richard Neer the third spirit. Ken Daschow played Scrooge's friends. Marty Martinez was the street boy. Maxanne Sartori was Tiny Tim. Produced for radio by Richard Neer with production assistance by Jim Buff and Tom Couch. I'm Jim Monahan. From all of us at WNEW-FM, Merry Christmas.